This is Ken Lubin, the host and founder of the Executive Athletes Podcast, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to thank everyone that's been listening, and thank you for the comments and feedback. They're awesome and an incredible help in this journey to making this podcast better and better each episode. Once again, this is unscripted and unedited, as I believe it is the best way to get to really know the guest. Today's guest is Hans-Peter Mellerud. Hans-Peter is the founder and CEO of Zalaris, a global HR and payroll services organization in Norway. He is also the Norwegian 2017 EY Entrepreneur of the Year, which qualified him for the Global Awards in Monaco. In addition to being a CEO, Peter is a high-level competitive endurance athlete, having raced famous races such as the Leadville 100 mountain bike race, Cape Epic in South Africa, and the Norseman for the last couple of years in Norway. And I can't wait to jump into each of those. He is also a family man with two sons, and Hans-Peter is always looking to push the limits of business, life, and sport. So Hans-Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
No, I'm super excited to have you on board because you embrace all the same ideals that I embrace, and the importance of physical fitness, the love of, you know, pushing the limits and on all different angles. But we'd love to learn a little bit more about who Hans-Peter is from his own words.
Yeah, I think you've, of course, covered a lot of, at least in the professional part of it, but grew up in the middle of Norway, did mandatory military service when I was around 20, spent some time there in the Norwegian Special Forces, and through that was introduced to, I think, endurance on a real scale, and have since then basically been very physically active up until now, and always thought of physical activity as a key way to both stay awake and be able to perform also well in both private work and also in the educational life. So since the military, physical activity has been key, and and it still is. Like you said, I have two sons, 12 and 16, also quite physically active. I also have a father that he's now approaching 87. Also been physically active, so also been, I guess, really motivated by him, and he still rides his bike, and when he was 80, we gave him as a birthday present doing a 90K mountain bike marathon race. So I think it lies a little bit in the family, and I think that's where we are.
There's some good genes there at 80 doing 90K mountain bike races. Hopefully I'm doing that.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, I think, and I think in Norway too, correct me if I'm wrong, but sport is a very important aspect of day-to-day life, correct?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it varies. I think, but in general, I think Norwegians and Scandinavians, I think in general, we are very interested in sports, and as we also have lots of nature, lots of space to roam around, outdoor sports are high on our lists, and some of our national idols, particularly in cross-country skiing, are very into, say, the endurance sports. So you see a lot of endurance cross-country skiers, and then lately we've had some really good bike racers also in showcasing also endurance. So all in all, I think we're more interested in sports than the average.
No, and believe me, I remember back in the 90s, the Bjorn Daly days of cross-country skiing, and the big, you guys still are really dominated in the world of alpine skiing as well, and I'm sure cross-country too, but it's exciting to watch. Everyone knows I'm an alpine guy, and watch your guys back from, you know, Svindal to Amot and all of them.
Yeah, I think they are still national icons that we still, even though it's like 10 years since they I think, left the sport. They're still quite actively, and they're being still very visual in the public media as also ambassadors for doing sports, staying active, and living healthy lifestyles.
No, but it's super important. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you're a big proponent of physical fitness in the workplace, and you actually sent me a presentation that you did. Talk to us a bit about that and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen in my own life how physical fitness has helped me to stay focused, having great ideas when I'm out doing sports, and in general, leading me to the performance that I had myself. And then we have, I've always been interested in how could you promote and evangelize this to others. And 10, 12 years ago, I visited one of our service centers up north in Norway and thought, wow, why have everyone has really grown up in size since I was here 10 years ago. And I thought I must try to do something about this. And it so happened that at about the same time, I was approached by this foundation called Active Against Cancer that was formed by the Norwegian marathon queen Grete Waitz and a friend of hers, Helle. And they have this concept where you can basically you donate to Active Against Cancer through doing hours of work with physical exercise. And it's really low threshold stuff. Basically, if you just walk some extra miles, take hopping off the bus one stop earlier than normal, or doing basically staying physically active. And through this, you log it on an app, and then through that, you donate money to them. And I thought this was a great opportunity to both do something good that is help fighting cancer, and then at the same time, keep employees active. So I guess that really started the ball rolling, and we've been doing this now for 10 plus years, and I think employees are pretty active, and we use then sports across the workplace as a way to both help donate to the cancer work, and but then again to keep people active and to make them aware of the benefits of living healthy lifestyles.
And what about, as a CEO, right, you've been, and you're a consultant traveling, and I'm sure you travel quite a bit now, but your prior life with Anderson, and we all know that you're going 24/7 in that world. How would you train for some of these events? How would you train when you're on the road? Talk to us a bit about that, because that's always fascinating to me.
Yeah, so I think, in general, it's all about time management, and you just you need to use the available time and build it into your day-to-day schedule. So first of all, I think in general, if you can do things in the mornings, that's of course much easier, because I owe the morning myself. Nobody else can steal the time from me, basically. But then in terms of travel, I never book a hotel if I don't know if they have a fitness center or are in some place where you can train. And I always just bring my run gear with me so I could get running. I think running is really low threshold stuff, because you can always, find a place to run. And I've been running, all kinds of crazy places in middle of Ural in Russia, and basically everywhere that I've been traveling, I brought my shoes and thought, it's both the benefit you both can train, but you can also see a lot of stuff that you otherwise would not do. But I think the key again is to build it into your routine. And I live about 16K away from work, so normally I would always also bike to work as a commute, because that also gives me about 1 hour 20 minutes of training every day, which I can also extend a little bit. And that's just time that I otherwise would have wasted in on the highway standing in a queue somewhere. So again, it's to build it into your daily routine. And to get out early in the morning, like during weekends, my family like to maybe take it a little bit easier. So if I get out at 8 in the morning, I can be back at 11, 12 and have done my stuff. And they're about to kind of get going.
No, I love that. I love what you're saying there in terms of that you can be sitting in the car or you could be training, right? And you get there at the same time. 9 times out of 10, you get there at the same time anyways. to do it. But you also are getting, you know, you're getting everything in, right? I think that's the important thing, number one. Number two, I loved what you said about bringing your running shoes and bringing your running shoes anywhere, because there's nothing better than grabbing your running shoes, going out there and exploring. I can't tell you how many cities I've done that in, Frankfurt and Warsaw, Poland, and all over the US. It's amazing what you see on foot that you don't normally see.
Exactly. I'm being supported by a coach, and I also got some, you know, strength training programs from him. You know, there's also lots of strength training. I mean, own body weight stuff, of course, but also, you know, jumping up on chairs and doing lots of stuff. You can also do in a hotel room in 30, 45 minutes, you can get a lot done. So it's more about if you want to do it and if you're willing to sometimes just do it rather than just relax. So it's all, at the end of the day, it's all about your attitude, I think.
No, and I love that. One of the things too, I remember I was in New York City last summer for some meetings, and I had like 45 minutes, and I knew I didn't really have, you know, the opportunity to go out, go for a run, get downstairs, do that. And I was in my hotel room, and there's a thing that people, I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but it's called death by burpees. Yeah. And for those who don't know what it is, it's the first minute you do one, the second minute you do two, the third minute you do three, the fourth minute you do four. And by the time you're hitting 12, 13, you're pushing a close to your minute and see how far you can go. And then in about 15 to 17 minutes, you are done. You're sweating, you're jumping in the shower, and you're in your meeting, right? So there's always ways to figure stuff out.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's about what I recommend everyone that I meet is, of course, this works for me, but it's to be, you know, explore different options, try out stuff that you, and focus on stuff that you think works for yourself, because the key is not exactly what you're doing, it's to do something, because the worst thing you do is just to sit down and watch TV and eat some unhealthy food. So the key is just to stay active.
That's it. Or go to the bar, right? That's the other one.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, I like this. When we were in the military, we had this kind of deal that you were never allowed to enter the bar unless you had been doing exercise beforehand. So I think then too, that's a great thing also about training, that if you do some training, you can also allow yourself both some better food and also a couple of beers afterwards. So it comes hand in hand, I think.
No, I think, you know, and it's like anything, right? It's balance. It's exactly. How do you balance out some of that stuff? And it allows
And on that topic, you know, I think that's also been one of my goals with what I have been doing is I've always been fairly socially active, but we have this annual boys trip that we go to some really childhood friends of mine, and we're like 12, 15 guys that do this one thing every year. And this one year, actually, one of my friends, he couldn't drink beer because he needed to train. And then he was actually were developing very well at the time and had a really high performance. And then I thought, well, I will beat the guy, but I will never compromise on also being social. So I think that's also part of it. It's not like always either or. Of course, you can do it, but it's also about having a balance in your life.
Well, none of us are going pro anytime soon either. So if you have to enjoy life as much as you love to train too.
Yeah, exactly.
What about, and you have actually, I was reading about some of the things that you've done here recently, but especially at Norseman or Leadville or any of those races, we're always overcoming obstacles, right? What has sport taught you about overcoming obstacles, both sort of on the bike or on the road, but as well as business?
Yeah, maybe it's, I'm not sure if the sport in itself has taught me how to overcome obstacles, or if it's the general your lessons learned through life that has learned how to endure the sports. That I'm not sure whoever came first, but I think sports is definitely a place where you can really test yourself and your mental strength, and it's definitely also fairly is a testing ground. It doesn't really have that much of a consequence other than that you're not reaching your goal if you're giving up. So it's, as such, I think it's a good place to test out things and to also understand what you're actually capable of. That again will help you a lot also work-wise when you are in similar situations.
No, and I love that, right? And that's the best thing about some of these endurance sports that you and I have done. It allows you to really go deep and find out what you can and can't do. And when you feel, when you feel like crap, and then the next thing is you take 10 more steps and all of a sudden you're starting to feel better. It's amazing what can happen sometimes right, at the beginning when you can do that, and then all of a sudden you feel what you overcome, and it allows you to start gaining confidence, and that knowing that right when you want to give up is right when you're about to make that breakthrough.
Yeah. And I think, again, particularly if you're in some type of competition, it's easy to forget that, but your fellow competitors are most of the time also in the same state of mind. So it is just to push on and do your best. And this is what I also learned, particularly through those military days, that, when you think that you cannot do more, you have at least 50% left on the tank. So it is just, if you are able to push yourself, you will do it.
No, I know. Yeah, that's what I was, I was listening to the Jesse Itzler book when he wrote Living with a Seal. I don't know if you read this, but it's great. And they were saying that when you're ready to give up, you're only 40% of the way there. So you're there, right there at 50. So it's probably right in between the two, but it's amazing what you can do to keep on going.
Exactly.
And I love that. I think that's probably one of the, and the best things about sports and endurance sports and going there. Talk to us a bit about, let's sort of switch to the business side. You've done some amazing things. You've grown your company. You're an ENY Entrepreneur of the Year. Talk to us a bit about jumping in and having that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, I knew that I always wanted to start my own company. I actually also did it after my first, I am a bachelor and master in computer science, and I had a fantastic entrepreneurship professor. Actually, I went to University of Tulsa in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, and this professor, Dr. Hisrick, he really involved me in entrepreneurship. And I was coming back to Norway. I soon started my own company together with three other guys. That this was back in the 80s, but after having been programming for some years, I found I needed to be more, also have a more of a business background, and went to get an MBA. But then joining Accenture in the end of the 90s and turning around year 2000, I was ready to a new go at starting my own business, and found this niche at the time, trying to set up a shared service center doing shared service accounting for a large oil company in the Nordics, that these companies were looking to also harmonize payroll and HR functions, enabling their employees to work across borders better. So that's, I founded then Zalaris to do this, and have secured the financing and have built the company ever since. So we're now about soon around $100 million a year revenue company. I have about 800 employees, have 19 years of uninterrupted growth behind us, and are one of the leading players in the European market in this space. So, but that also is a long endurance race. It's like, you know, of course, when you succeed, it seems easy and obvious for everyone looking at the outside, but it's a lot of, say, times when you, I have never considered giving up, but there are lots of times that are not so fun and where you're with your back against the wall, but you have to fight back. So it's been a long ride. Luckily, it's really good. We're now publicly listed on the Oslo Stock Exchange, are doing pretty well. And all in all, I think I saw an opportunity that is now, you know, providing software as a service and business as a service in this HR tech space, that is now one of the hottest segments there are. So that it pays off to have this endurance look at things.
No, and that's great. No, and what you're doing, and now you've guys, and let's talk, we'll shift gears back to sport, but the Norseman, that event, you sent me a video and I had heard about it, but that looks like one of the most amazing events out there. Talk to us a little bit about the Norseman and what you guys are doing with that. And Zalaris is actually the title sponsor, correct?
Yeah. You know, Norseman is also, it's a fantastic race. I was, you know, for me, it's not much that I've been thinking, oh, I'm not going to do it because I think it looks just too hard. But Norseman was one of those events, actually. But in 2017, also a friend of mine did it, and we so happened that we joined him on the final climb on the top of the mountain. And at that time, I thought, actually, well, I could do this too. And then in 2017, I won this Entrepreneur of the Year in Norway, and one of the then sponsors, or the CEO of the then title sponsor, he asked me I was announced as a winner, if you win and I give you a slot for the Norseman, would you then do it? And, you know, a slot for the Norseman is it's very coveted. It's this year there were 8,000 plus lottery tickets for 250 slots of the starting space. So not something you just let go. So I said, oh, sure, I will. And I ended up winning and got the slot, but had not been running that much lately. And I hardly could swim 25 meters in the pool without feeling that I was going to drown. And here I am having to do like 3.8K swim in an ice cold Norwegian fjord before 180K and 3,500 meters of elevation on the bike ride, and then finishing up with a full marathon ending up on one of the tallest mountains in Norway. That wasn't like the exact thing you would then do. So, but anyway, I did it, and I thought, well, this is... how can I do this again? And since it's so difficult to find a spot, I checked, could we possibly be sponsoring it? And so our relationship with Norseman started. And thinking that with this fantastic race, the most iconic extreme triathlon race in the world, it is a perfect opportunity for us to market ourselves and the Nordic values that we stand for also into Europe and the world as the provider that we are. So we've been very active with the Norseman then since we then became a sponsor 2019. And we're now using it and the starting slots that we get to then also build a team, Solaris Norseman, that we used to also fundraise for Active Against Cancer, and also a UK organization called 5K Your Way, which is also based on creating activity-based activities for cancer patients.
No, that's fabulous and nice work with that. And what was it like racing it? Like you were saying, you jumping into the cold water, going, finishing at the top of the mountain. That's, how do you train for something like that?
It was, you know, I'm a pretty good cyclist. So I'm always finishing. So that's basically what I've been doing the last, I would say now almost 20 years, doing lots of mountain biking. That's really my passion, trail riding. I'm fairly also, I would say, good at. So I hadn't been running much and I had not been swimming at all. So then in 2018, in my first race, I was actually scheduled to do this Cape Epic 8-day stage race in South Africa in March. So I figured I couldn't destroy my form for that with the biking, so with running and swimming. So I basically finished the Cape Epic and then I started swimming and running. And I had a real challenge with my legs running because I got lots of cramps. But I basically, like I also promote to everyone that wanted to start with sports, you have to start with the basics. I started taking lessons swimming and I started running really easy again, 3 minutes walk, 3 minutes run. And I just gradually built it up. I can't say that I was that good of a swimmer. I came out of the water as one of the latest, one of the biggest mental feats that I've ever had, just completing with 3.8K swimming 1 hour and 42 minutes with your head under the water without panicking. To me, that was probably my biggest win to date. Did a fairly good bike ride and were able to run to the bottom of the mountain and speed walk the rest up. So I made it, but it was, you know, the Norseman is, I think the swim, if you're good at it, is fantastic. The bike ride is tremendous. You ride through this absolute fantastic scenery, but the running is, at least for me, horrible from step one. It really hurts and it doesn't become better when you're to do about 1500 meters of elevation up over the last 15 or 17k or so. So the last run is just horrible, but again, you manage it.
No, and you push through, right? It's to see that beauty and to be part of something like that, you have to pay for it in some way. So it sounds like you paid for it in the run.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels fantastic afterwards, if not physically, for the next weeks. But it, at least mentally, it feels absolutely fabulous when you're able to finish.
Nope, it is. So we're coming up here on a half an hour, Hans Peter, and I don't want to take any more time out of your day, but how can people find you? Where can they find you? Where can they find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, so Solaris is easy to find. It's www.zalaris with a Z, ZALARIS.com. Twitter handle is Mellerud, MELLERUD as my last name. And I think that probably should do it. You'll also find me on Instagram and Facebook and most of the social media sites and LinkedIn as well. So I'm pretty active on social media. We see that as a part of also the business.
Perfect. No, and this has been great, Hans Peter. And I really appreciate your time and what you're doing. And keep up the good work, keeping out there, making sure that you're still training, staying active. And well, hopefully we're both all just like your dad in his 80s going mountain biking for 90 kilometers on the 80th birthday. So looking forward to that.
Yes, likewise, Ken. It was really nice talking to you.
No, this has been great, and thank you. It's been an honor to have you on. And if anyone has any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be putting our discussion, the intro and everything, on the website, as well as how to connect with Hans Peter via Twitter and LinkedIn. So, or if you have any questions, again, reach out to me at kenandtheexecutiveathletes.com. Make sure you're out there still crushing it. There's no limits, no age limits, no weather limits. Go out there and make it happen. Thanks for listening.